Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
7:40 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 72 degrees. It is Friday, September the 17th, 2021. You're listening once again to Palmetto Mornings here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app. Friday is the best morning to do it.
Oh, very true, especially with football on the horizon.
Yeah.
This is a massive weekend for our community. Woo! We've already talked a little bit about it. It is the opening for many venues, attractions in our community. One of the biggest ones, Miracle Park. And we're going to get to Miracle Park in a quick second, but we've got some fine friends that are joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Of course, we've got Alice Davis, a familiar face and a familiar voice, very instrumental behind the effort of Miracle Park. And we have Michelle Schaefer, Executive Director for Max Abilities. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So good to have you both.
Right on.
Happy to be here.
Michelle, let's start with you. Let's explain to folks who are not familiar with Max Abilities who you guys are, what your goal is, and what a day looks like for you all.
Oh, that's a loaded question.
And where will you be 5 years from now? I'm just kidding.
Hopefully taking a nap. Max Abilities of York County is been around for 41 years here in our local community. And basically, we provide supports to people who have various types of disabilities and who will need long-term supports. We provide services to folks when they're born, if they're at risk of a disability, through our early intervention program called Encouraging Steps. And that just helps families kind of get off on the right foot. And provides a lot of really necessary training as they bring that child into those 3 years of the greatest learning of anybody's life.
Yes.
We have case managers who visit families and support folks in the community. We have adult activity centers where if you have a person that's graduated from school and they, you know, want to learn how to work or get a job, or they just want to have a social day with their friends, somewhere for them to be that's safe. We have residential programs. We provide services to 156 adults in and around York County in 28 different residential programs. We have an apartment complex. We're kind of the biggest secret in York County, and you know, a lot of times service agencies are just so busy providing services, they don't take a minute to say, hey, we're here and, right, and we're doing things that are necessary and beneficial in the community. So we're trying to change that a little bit. And Miracle Park gives us a great opportunity to do that because our foundation was the spearhead for that activity. So there's lots of great things going on.
Now, explain a little bit about the foundation and how that's connected to Max Abilities of York County.
Sure. Max Abilities of York County, we are a quasi-governmental political subdivision. Don't say that three times fast. And, but we're limited in the types of fundraising that we can do because of that. So about 20 years ago, the foundation was created to help support the mission of Max Abilities through raising funds and raising awareness. And we have a wonderful foundation that is comprised of 11 people who make the grand total of zero money. They volunteer their time. They love the mission of supporting folks locally in their homes. And the Miracle Park is just amazing. And we're so excited to be part of that.
Yeah, a shining example. And like you said, it's going to raise awareness because we're going to have an opportunity to really meet everybody in our community because it's all inclusive, something for all.
Now, before, real quick, we jump to Miracle Park, I understand there are some hiring opportunities within Max Abilities.
There are.
Okay. What does that look like?
Well, I just want to shout out first to our direct support professionals. We have 350 employees in our agency, so we're a mid-sized employer. And, you know, COVID has been rough on the entire community, and we have job opportunities now. This is National Direct Support Professionals Week.
Well, hey, hey!
Give them all a hand.
Congratulations.
Got, you know, we
see
have a,
you.
We have a lot of great folks that do the work every day, you know, supporting folks in various capacities. And, you know, with so much focus on hospitals and healthcare, which is rightful, you know, these folks have come to work every single day since March 2020 and supported folks. And I can't stress enough how wonderful that is, but it takes a toll. So we have some job opportunities. We have state retirement, state benefits, full and part-time things available. So if anybody is interested in a career where you're supporting somebody else, it's not just a widget factory, we say. you're not just creating a thing. You're helping to build a life.
Absolutely.
For somebody else. And if that's something that you're interested in, we would love to talk to them.
Boy, when you get home after working at Max Abilities of York County, your spouse, family members, neighbors say, how was your day at work? Boy, can you imagine the stories you can tell and the product you have at the end of the day where
intrinsic
some people just
rewards
push
that you
people,
feel?
Just push paper in the box, out box.
You're making a difference.
That's great, man.
Well, you're making relationships.
Yeah.
Which
yes.
That's, there's no more exciting or noble thing
totally.
To me,
yes.
Than that. And if you want to meet some of those fine folks, again, they've been helping out at the Miracle Park. They've been volunteering. They've been dragging people onto the exercise equipment. And it's so nice to see folks grow and in their confidence and in their expanding their horizons. And so it's a great way.
And smiling.
It's a great way to spend your life.
That's
in my opinion.
Oh, man. Well, our community will change once again tomorrow when Miracle Park opens. It's a grand opening celebration tomorrow, Saturday, September the 18th, 4 to 7. You can drop in. There are some times for programs, and Alice Davis will tell us a little bit about that. Alice is just one of a handful of folks. They call it the dream team. Is that what it was called? Or the miracle team that had, again, this idea of wanting this all-inclusive playground. Basically, if you're listening to us, your family can benefit from this park. And Alice, my goodness, all the hard work and all the fundraising for phase one, and you did so during a pandemic. Hats off to you all. It's all coming. At least phase one is coming to a close tomorrow with a big celebration.
It is. We're so excited. And our meeting that we first had about this was 4.5 years ago.
I know. I feel like we have watched, and now we're all of us.
We've birthed a baby.
Yeah, we did.
I was about to say,
we now want to send the kid off to school.
Yes.
And how excited are we?
Yes. That's
best
exactly what
ever.
It feels like. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the foundation 4.5 years ago, along with some community members, sat down at the table and said, let's do something. And Michelle was talking about the foundation a little while ago, and we've always had this dream of doing something big. So this ended up being our big something. And we're just excited to be able to make an impact on the community through the foundation and what we're able to do. And, you know, the ultimate goal is, like Michelle was talking about, getting everybody together and letting them understand that we are a community together. There's, you know, 1,500 people or so that they work with that they need jobs, and they can get out in the community. And for people to be able to interact with them and understand that we're all the same, they're capable of working, what a great opportunity for them to meet them and to then understand, I can hire them. Let's get them into my business. And
absolutely. You don't know what you don't know, but I tell you, the location of Miracle Park is just it. You can't miss it. It's open. It's ready. And what did we learn? Like, a park like this, is there any place close to it?
So
this is totally devoted to inclusiveness.
Right. And there's two answers to that. Yes and no. There are a lot of miracle fields across the United States. There are inclusive parks across the United States. Our goal was to bring them together and to have something to where, you know, as your sibling is playing t-ball, then the other sibling can be playing on a playground. We want to be able to have tournaments and have multi-purpose fields and regular fields. We've got a lot of cool stuff for phase two, but that's a whole nother conversation.
That's the toddler years.
Yeah, so that's we're jumping right in.
This is our baby. That's the toddler years.
There you go. There you go. But, you know, how it's going to bring people together because of the location is wonderful, but what sets it apart is universal design. And Progressive AE has donated tons of time to just pour into us to help us with this. But this isn't just ADA certified. This is universal. Well, it's going to be hopefully universal design certified. We hadn't got to our finalization of that certification, but we're getting there. We're on target to have certification. We will be the first park in the world to get universal design certification. It takes 7 principles, and it really digs into not just the physical disabilities of someone, but the whole person. You know, what if someone is too short for something, or too tall for something, or too large for something, or too little for something, or colorblind, or you know, sensitivities to things, or just a temporary crutches, or whatever it might be. There's all these different elements that it takes into account, not just physical. 1 out of 85, you know, statistics more than I do, but I think it's like 1 out of 85 people that are disabled is a physical disability. The rest of them, it's the whole person. And you got to think about the whole person, not just this. So this should set an example of universal design to businesses. And how can you create your business to where everyone is welcome and everybody has a chance? You know, parking places, images, some of the different Braille things we're doing. There's so many tiny little elements that go into universal design to make this just a wonderful place.
I can only imagine your learning curve.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at 4.5 years, what you have learned and just gained a respect for. But this is such a wonderful thing. Bravo. Mm-hmm. It's just as if every T has been crossed and I has been dotted. And when you find the support and love and outpouring from a community, it only breeds more excitement and more possibility. And I'm just so happy this Saturday, right?
It is. And I want to tell you the biggest thing I've learned. We live in the best community. Mm-hmm. I mean, the outpouring. Over 500 people have donated to this project. We are getting close to $7 million that's been raised. We still got several million to go, so don't quit giving.
Don't stop.
But the community that we live in has just really backed this project.
And phased out, there are still phase two and phase three that are coming down the pipeline.
Yeah,
so when it's all fully built out.
Yeah, and phase three won't come until we're done with phase two. And we've got all this, you know, we're on Winthrop property and we've got contracts with Winthrop and with the city and different things. So this is a private-public partnership. And that's important because there's still all the city and state hoops to jump through and, you know, make sure everything is right. But they also make sure everything's right, which is really good. But we got to fund it.
Perfect. All right. Well, big day tomorrow. Check it out for yourself. Miracle Park opens on Saturday, 4 to 7, just drop in, learn what it's all about. Kudos to Alice Davis and so many others involved in making this happen. And boy, Michelle Schaefer with Max Abilities, what a game changer it is for the folks you serve, what the Miracle Park is going to mean for those folks.
Oh, absolutely. Our folks feel like they're rock stars right now. They're able to go out and it's a place where they don't have to worry about, am I going to be able to get up this curb? Am I going to, you know, be able to get to a quiet place if I need one and I'm a little overwhelmed. They are so excited, and it means so much to our folks, for our staff to be able to have somewhere to go where they don't have to worry about those things. It can just be fun and enjoyable, and the sports and the leagues and the friendships that they're going to make because of it. It's amazing, and it's something that we could have never done without the foundation. So it's, you know, we just can't say enough. We're just so grateful.
Well, job well done. See it for yourself tomorrow, Saturday, September the 18th.